Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Years ago, I served with a lovely colleague I'll call Linda, who changed the way I pray. Linda was an older woman, and she had just been diagnosed with cancer. She was open about being in recovery from alcoholism. She and her husband were active in ministry with people experiencing homelessness. Now, I don't remember when or why we were talking about the Lord's Prayer. Maybe we were trying to decide which version to use in a service or putting the words of the prayer in a bulletin. But I do remember her telling me, "I don't pray, save us from the time of trial, because no one escapes times of trial. Everyone experiences difficult times in their lives, and being Christians doesn't save us from suffering. But what we know as Christians is that God is with us in our suffering, and that God brings new life and blessings out of our times of trial. So now, almost every time I pray the Lord's Prayer, I pray, save us in the time of trial, knowing that whatever trials we are facing, God is with us and working to bring blessing from all that we experience. Our Bible story today begins with a vision of dry bones. Dry bones. What an image of hopelessness and lifelessness. Ezekiel shares this vision with the people who are feeling like so many dry bones. No hope, no future, no way forward. Ezekiel was a prophet in exile with God's people in Babylon. He had been a priest in Jerusalem, and he shared the suffering and despair of the people taken from their homes, knowing that their city and their temple had been destroyed. This was their moment of trial, and they felt alone, abandoned, without hope. As they stand before the valley of dry bones, God says to Ezekiel, "Can these bones live?" And Ezekiel gives a careful, non-committal answer, "You know, O God." Now, perhaps some months ago, Ezekiel would have been sure of God's power, sure of God's yes in the face of disaster. But now the worst has happened, and he doesn't really know what God will or can do. And God responds by telling Ezekiel, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord." And so Ezekiel does as God commands, and the bones come to life. With a sound of rattling, the bones begin to grow sinew and flesh, to connect to one another, to form human bodies once again. But there is no life in them. Then God says to Ezekiel, "Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live." Ezekiel calls out to the breath, to the four winds. Can you imagine the wind, the breath, the very spirit of God blowing into the valley, blowing over and around the bodies and raising them to new life? What had been dry bones become a multitude of living people. And God tells Ezekiel, "The dry bones are you and your people. my people, living in despair and hopelessness in exile in Babylon. And this is my promise. Just as I can bring these bones to life, so my people Israel will live. Will live in their land, in their home and customs and identity once again. This week, I received a story which tells of new life coming to dry bones. It was shared by a campus pastor with a group of women pastors. It was offered to us as encouragement in this challenging time that we're all in the middle of. The story is written by a college senior, and she shared this in her campus ministry setting and also offered it for others to share as well. These are her words. The first time I went into treatment for my anorexia, I was sure I would be fixed. This 8-week program would put my mind back to rights and I'd be able to go on with my life as a better person for having made it through. Never mind that the sickness had been an integral part of me for the better part of a decade. Unfortunately, that's not quite how things went. The program ended. I was still sick, and I had learned how dangerous hope can be. The story repeated itself. I would get sick. I'd convince myself that I was going to get better. I'd improve for a while, and inevitably, I'd relapse. The sort of hope that I was cultivating was rooted in the idea of linear healing, and it wasn't able to withstand the realities of a complex recovery. Each time I relapsed, my faith in a good future for myself was shattered, and I'd have to build it back up from nothing. It hurt. It was exhausting. Eventually, it became easier to give up on hope altogether. Life with an unmanaged eating disorder is seldom pleasant and often short. By the end of my first year of college, I believed down to my core that I wouldn't make it to 20. I wasn't scared or sad about it. I had simply resigned myself to the idea that since it was impossible for me to get better, my story would end there. My illness was the only thing I could rely on as a constant. And eventually that would be all there was to me. I went through the world in a state of untenable survival. Blessedly, that wasn't all God had in store for me. Near the beginning of my sophomore year, I found my way to Lutheran Campus Ministry. For the first time, I was taught that I possessed a belovedness that could exist alongside my brokenness. I was told that I was created good, that I could fail and doubt and be utterly worthy of love. I was allowed to contain multitudes. I learned to grow a new kind of hope, something vital and hard won. It's sturdier, not weighed down with certainty, but built on the knowledge that our lamentation is always intertwined with thanksgiving. It acknowledges the reality of suffering and holds tight to the fact that suffering is not the entire story. It knows that the world doesn't always act in ways that comfort us. Not all of us will make it through the storm, and yet there is still a better future to work for. We will ring the bells that still can ring. Hope makes continuing worthwhile, even if it isn't perfect. Even since joining Lutheran Campus Ministry, my recovery process hasn't been smooth. I've relapsed, fallen into old habits, and had health scares. I'm not at all sure that I'll ever be completely better, but I'm almost 21 now, which is more than I could have imagined 3 years ago. I've found life after survival, and I'm sustained by the hope that comes from knowing that I'm not finished. What an amazing testimony from a very young person who has already known the feeling of dry bones. Have you ever felt like that? Like so many worn out dry bones, maybe in the last year, maybe in the last month, maybe when you were experiencing grief or illness or struggling with addiction. Most of us have felt it at one time or another. The time of trial is real, but blessedly, it is not all God has in store for us. God sends Ezekiels into our lives to breathe new life into our dry bones, as God sent the people of Lutheran Campus Ministry to that young woman. Family members, friends, healthcare professionals, congregations, all of these can speak words of life to us in the midst of our suffering and bring us to the truth of God's salvation, not from, but in our trials. I encourage you, if you are struggling right now, to find those people and places that will feed your soul. Find those people who will listen to you and hold out hope for your healing and wholeness. Find those people who will see and reflect back to you your belovedness. Find those people who, like this campus pastor did for me this week, will share stories and share hope and breathe new life into your dry bones. And if you are looking for someone to talk to, I invite you to call me and we can get together and talk and pray together. Save us in the time of trial, O God. And then, O God, send us out to be a blessing to the people around us. When we have known the love, the care that comes from a community of faith, the peace that passes understanding and comes only from God, we too can be Ezekiel's. We too can share our stories, share our faith and our love and our hope, and breathe new life into the dry bones around us. Thanks be to God. Amen.